This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Flight delays are wreaking havoc on holiday travel. According to FlightAware, nearly 16,000 flights have been delayed or canceled so far this holiday weekend. That includes nearly 2,400 on Sunday alone. The TSA says nearly 2.5 million people passed through airport checkpoints on Friday at the start of the busy 4th of July travel period. This TSA spokesman telling ABC's Good Morning America, it's all hands on deck.
We always wish we had more staff, but we have enough staffing for this weekend. We also have about 1,000 officers in TSA that have volunteered to go on a temporary basis to help other airports.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says the Remain in Mexico policy will be sticking around for at least the next few weeks. You're listening to USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Mississippi's Attorney General is working to certify the state's trigger law that would ban most abortions. The state's only abortion clinic is challenging the trigger law. Appearing on Fox News Sunday, Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves shares his outlook on the challenge to the trigger law.
We are expecting a hearing sometime early this week on that particular case. But yes, I do in expect for the state's law to be withheld, upheld in the state court, and I do expect our trigger law to go into effect.
Police in Denmark say a suspect is in custody after a deadly shooting at a mall in Copenhagen. According to a spokesman from Denmark's largest hospital, several people are dead and at least three people have been hospitalized. The suspect is described as a 22-year-old Danish man. Police are not ruling out terrorism as a potential motive. An investigation is ongoing. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
According to the AAA station survey, the price for a gallon of regular gasoline is $4.81 a gallon. That's $1.68 higher than it was a year ago. South Dakota Republican Governor Kristi Noem joined CNN and says we can blame President Joe Biden and his energy policies for the high gas prices.
I think that a lot of energy policies should be addressed. A lot of them with opening up American energy supply again. I wish he wouldn't have canceled the Keystone Pipeline. I wish he wouldn't have stopped drilling on federal lands. I wish he wouldn't hit so many of our energy industry partners with regulations and fines and penalties. He's made us much more dependent on our enemies, on foreign soil. So when we get these American first energy supplies back online and we start depending on ourselves and become independent, it certainly will be a better day for South Dakota.
The woman accused in the shooting death of professional cyclist Maura Wilson is back in Texas. The U.S. Marshals Service saying Caitlin Armstrong was returned to the United States following her arrest in Costa Rica. Authorities say Armstrong used a fake passport to board a United Airlines flight to Costa Rica back on May 18th, just days after Wilson was shot to death. Take our news with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News. wherever you download your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Too often, we don't know what we don't know. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. It reminds me of when, as a new Marine Corps recruit, 87 of us were picked up at a Greyhound bus station in San Diego to be taken to the Marine Corps Recruit Depot in San Diego, California. Some of the new recruits were acting up and a bit animated as if we were headed to an amusement park, and I noticed two Marine escorts in front of the bus looking back at the chaos, shaking their heads with a slight smirk, and it was then that I wondered, okay, what do they know that we don't know? Well, 20 minutes later, we found out what they knew as we were greeted by several drill instructors yelling at us in all kinds of language, get off the bus, get on the bus, get back on the bus, get off the bus, and then stand in the yellow footprints. Well, today, as we're confronted with the unknown, we can have some encouragement to know that eventually we will know, and it's then that our character is refined and we realize that knowledge is power and must precede the right action.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And let me tell you, if that's going to happen, you know, we've got to wise up, as they might say. My uncle would say, wise up, bucko. That's what you got to do. For the American people, we say, look, in the words of James Madison, knowledge will forever govern ignorance. And a people who mean to be their own governors must arm themselves with the power knowledge gives. Did you hear that? Well, I'll tell you, through the ages, that continues to echo in one form or another. But that was a quote from James Madison. With us right now is Phil Hotzenpiller from AmericanFaith.com. Phil, happy 4th of July to you, my friend.
Oh, thank you. Happy 4th to you. And still celebrating liberty while we can. How about that one?
Yes. Well, and the theme of the day has naturally gravitated to, Phil, is that we can no longer be a low information voter or a low information participant in this great American idea. When the Constitution opens up with those three most important words, we the people, it really, in a sense, is a commandment of action and involvement, isn't it?
It is. You know, I made a comment in the new Sean Foyt video. You know, I did an interview in that one, and I said, you know, we may be on the verge of a second American Revolution, not with guns, but really with different tools, the tools of exercising our right in the marketplace. And I think that's what's happened, is to avoid conflict, we've actually allowed the left to begin to diminish or chip away at the foundational rights that we find in our sacred documents that we have.
Well, and to your point, Phil, we're trying to fight, you know, power with power instead of, you know, that which is supernaturally given to us and that our founding fathers understood. And when I say supernaturally, this is God ordained. And we are fighting with the weapons of flesh. Well, that's silly. It's silly in so many regards because we will mount up casualties so unnecessarily unless we align with God Almighty Himself, because it is God who ordained this great American idea. Our founding fathers, the pilgrims, acknowledged it. We've acknowledged it for the last 246 years, although I would say, even according to the latest poll, when it's down to, I think, about 81% of America says they believe in God, which is the lowest it's ever been. I mean, that's quite the commentary, because it's one thing that you believe, and 81% say, well, Bill, that's a big number. But it's not about the raw number of people who believe. It's the people who are engaged and are involved, as Thomas Jefferson wrote, and I read this earlier, and it really is important to hear it again. He says, we in America do not have governments by the majority. We have governments by the majority who participate. All tyranny needs to gain a foothold is for people of good conscience to remain silent.
Yeah. That's good. That's good. And that's such a true statement. You know, it kind of goes back to that old adage, too. It doesn't matter who votes, it's who counts. And we've got,
exactly,
an issue. And then we've got a silent people who, let's say 81% do actually believe in God. My second question is, what do they believe about, and what God are we talking about? Because sometimes it's the patriotic God. You know, I believe in God and country. Okay, well, let's roll that down a little bit. Let's squeeze it a little bit and see what we've got here. But I think the great thing that we have, Bill, is I really believe, and I'd love your take on this. I really believe we're seeing people starting to get it, to rise up, get vocal, and to want to make a difference. Do you agree with that or not?
I agree wholeheartedly. And the thought came to mind as you were saying about people believing in God. Look, even if it's just a little bit of God that you believe in, hey, that gives me something to work with. I mean, because we have enough, as we were talking with Bruce Thatcher earlier and with Bill Federer earlier, look at the history, the rich history, 246 years of history that a small minority, a vocal minority that has been reinforced by the mainstream media and these other powers, that, including a president now who's announced, Bill, that there's a new liberal order, world order that's coming about. I mean, you talk about something that's tyrannical. He all but abused his authority and position as the president of the United States of America by making such an outlandish statement of disunity against our country.
Well, and I think all this is scripted. I really think they see how far they can push it, and then they're willing to get, oh, we got halfway there. Yeah, everybody's going to hate that, but we got halfway down the road that we wanted to go. I also think, to go back to your vocal thing, I was out to, Tammy and I went out to Newport, and we had some snacks and things around the water, and some friends joined us. And then another very powerful lawyer, probably one of the most powerful firms in Orange County, whose daughter is running for a political office. And he was kind of talking about how much money they've already raised for that. And I know they're tied to Soros, this other, this political family. They're absolutely, they have them in their home, right?
Right.
And I don't think the thought ever occurred to him, even though he knows who I am, he knows what I have done, that I would not vote for his daughter. And I, he talked about it, and I said, well, you know, I won't vote for her. And he was like shocked. And I said, no, I'm very conservative. And I said, that's not what I want in my city. I don't want that. And he just like, and then when they left, the other couple we were with go, he's never had anybody say that to him. And I said, well, I don't really care. I mean, look, that's why we're in the mess we're in, is because it's politically correct. Call it what it is. If you're getting into politics that's dirty business, you might as well face the fact that even people you know and actually probably like don't agree with you, but I can be civil and I can be kind and I can just say, no, that's not where I'm going. I'm not going that direction.
Right.
And
well,
I think that's
and the thing,
people.
Yeah. No, you're exactly right. This is a time that requires and commands courage. Like we talked about last week, this appointed time right now, Phil. And, you know, we have to be in alignment with what God is doing. And I believe that the Spirit is reigning here in a very definitive way. And as you said, there is a movement. There's a movement that affected Roe v. Wade, that affected these other constitutional principles, to be turned back to the states. And it's so comical that here it is, the Supreme Court has empowered the people with these decisions, and the people are complaining.
Right.
This is how messed up we are. It's like, hello, you knuckleheads. The Supreme Court did you a big favor, and you are seeing it as some sort of debasement of your human rights. And actually, they gave you more rights.
Right. They put it back where they belong. You know, they don't like it. Hey, here's some good news. 49 abortion mills shut down since the Supreme Court just did.
49. Wow. Phil, 49. And this has to be just the beginning. And there needs to be, I believe, such a... there needs to be certainly a spirit of repentance, because that is the foundation that will take us to the next steps, that will right this wrong, that will bring us into alignment. And do something about the brain damage and the concussions that America has had to endure these past decades because of abandoning God and thinking that we knew better. And we realize now, and I believe that there is a growing, to your point, an increasing number of people who are realizing that we're all not that, you know, we're not all that in a bag of chips. More from Phil after
this. The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. The Tide Ministry in the Middle East is gearing up to launch a new Arabic children's television show as the ministry strives to bring the gospel to everyone in their own language. Many children in rural parts of the region don't know the truth about who Jesus is and what he's done for them. Through this Arabic TV show, these children who have never heard the good news will now be able to learn through video Sunday school lessons right there in their own homes. While our ministry first started with radio broadcasting, it's vital to come up with alternative solutions like television programming that will deliver God's message to the children wherever they are and invite them to accept Jesus as their personal Savior. To learn how you can pray for and encourage children throughout the Middle East as they learn about and experience the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Reminded decided we are Americans, not Americans, okay? All right, ladies and gentlemen, happy birthday to you, our 246th birthday as we celebrate the 4th of July here on Bill Martinez Live. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Hotzenpiller from AmericanFaith.com, senior pastor at Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California, continues with us. Phil, as you and I talked about last week, and it's amazing, even this week, I was paying attention to what churches were saying and not saying, particularly as it related to Roe v. Wade, this incredible, I believe, God-delivered decision through the Supreme Court that would return abortion back to the states. Now, we know some states had trigger clauses in their constitution, in their laws, that if it was ever repealed and sent back to the states, then automatically abortions would no longer be legal in those states. Okay, and there's still others, you know, trying to deal with this situation. But it goes back to what we said earlier, and that is that if you lack a foundation of law and order that comes from God, not from man, law and order that comes from God, then you are going to be confused and really messed up over this and really not know how to handle the responsibility. And this is a huge responsibility. You're talking people's lives. You're talking unborn babies. You're talking about women. You're talking about men who are involved. This is critically important that I believe that after 63 million deaths that we know of, this is not even counting, Phil, by the way, the mail order abortion pills that are sent across state lines. Scientists say that's another 40%. I mean, think about that number. That's astronomical, the amount of abortions that are taking place. But thank God here we are. And all this has been a co-laboring effort, not only by God, but with God. You've got the churches that have come alongside, people of faith, people who have experienced abortions and said, this is absolutely horrific. They lied to us. We know the truth, and we don't know what to do with it, right?
Right, right. Well, you know, and here's the thing. I got a copy of a letter from a pastor, and I would say, you know, 60% of it I like, it's, I agree with, but it's rather... It takes away this idea of rejoicing and celebrating over what's happened here, and then reminds us we have a lot of work to do. And I'm sitting there reading this, and I'm thinking, if you don't know any better and you don't think deeply about things like this, that you would buy into this letter. And then all of a sudden, so I responded back to my friend who sent it, and I said, I've heard a lot of people now saying the work has just begun. I said, really? I said, there are 4-to-1 pro-life clinics to every one Planned Parenthood. And that means they're privately funded through donations, right? So their actual number is 2,300 pro-life clinics, and there's 600 Planned Parenthoods. So it's a 4-to-1 ratio, right? And Christians have poured millions of dollars, millions of hours of prayer, have marched, written, adopted children. Christians have been and will be and continue to be at the forefront of all of this. It doesn't get much press. Really? We need to get to work? My God, I think we've been working. It's time to rejoice in this landmark decision that in many ways will change the course of history. It has taken human sacrifice out of the hands of demonic forces. The king of darkness has been disrupted. Lives have been saved, and we should party and celebrate. 63 million lives that we know of have been destroyed by evil men, and Proverbs teaches us to rejoice when the righteous triumph. And that was my word.
Wow. That is an appropriate now word, Phil. And yes, there's a time for rejoicing. And guess what? There are many people already, as you say, in these pro-life clinics, they know that their doors are being stormed, that now, you know, the conversation about adoption is more readily had, where before, you know, it couldn't even be considered. And these, I know sometimes you can get lost in the statistics, and I have a good friend that says once you do bring up the statistics, you lose. But, you know, these are hard facts. These are hard and true facts that, again, really puts this into perspective. And as I said, I think a couple of weeks ago, I started to say that there's more of us than them. I mean, if you want to look at both sides here, I mean, there's a small, loud minority that has been given place by the mainstream media and the prevailing powers that are more interested in killing life than establishing and promoting life.
Yeah, and I think the reason why this is such a, let's call it a big issue on the left, is because they have been disempowered. It's not because that many people, you know, out of 350 million get abortions on a regular basis. But it is demonic in nature, and it's stripping demonic forces of power. Mm-hmm. And that's why there's this kickback. When Satan loses power, then what does he do? He rises up and tries to make it worse. You know, and so I think in many ways, we're just seeing, like you said, it began, it's a spiritual battle, and we have to stay in the fight. But we've been in the fight in a really great way. We just need to keep going down that road and realize God is going to answer some mighty prayers for us.
Exactly. And like you said, if we weren't already in the fight, we wouldn't be at this point.
Exactly.
You know, right? And the thing is, like I said last week, I'll tell you, you blessed me so much in our audience when you talked about the Jubilee year. Because my question to you, if you remember when we opened up the segment, I said, Phil, why 49 years? 49 years later, why now? Why is the Supreme Court coming together? You know, first of all, we get Donald Trump, who, because he's president of the United States, appoints three conservative judges. And now we have supposedly a conservative viewpoint majority in the Supreme Court. And then now it's time to deal with this and how the issue had migrated through the courts to bring it to the head to deal with Roe v. Wade. Why now? And you put it in a spiritual context. And as I text you later on in the week, as I was doing a deeper dive in it, you know, it said that this Shemitah year, this Jubilee year, is especially important. And it stands out because it's one that you get, as Dr. Tony Evans said, you get double for your trouble.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. And I really believe that the more we understand the economy of God, and I don't mean, I'm not talking about the financial economy. I mean the way that God operates in every dimension of what he does. The more we can understand that we have reason to hope and to be, and to lift up our heads and have good courage, because, and we need to start making declarations based on the word of God, not just like witch hopes, but no, make a declaration. God has said the wicked will not triumph. Make that declaration instead of, oh my, what are we going to do? That's another declaration, but it's going the wrong direction. Mm-hmm. And we need to make sure that the words of our tongue are truly life and not kind of life.
Exactly.
And the best way to do that is by actually, you know, just reaffirming what Scripture already says. That way you know you're speaking truth.
And the thing is, it's so cool about it, is that if you are praying Scripture and speaking Scripture, how many other millions of people around the world are praying the same Scripture? I find this to be so uncanny that it is, you know, there's no other explanation other than the Spirit of God reigning over man, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's, you know, that's the one factor we forget. We think about this conservative and liberal and leftist position, and then we go, yeah, well, I just pray God does something. Well, God is doing something.
Right.
You know, God is not, you know, sitting back going, you know, gee, I hope they work this one out. No, God is working it out. It's just that his methods and his time frame look a little bit different than ours do. But if we trust in the, and if we also practice like Nehemiah, you got a hammer in one hand to work. You got a sword in the other to defeat the enemy. You can't just have one. You've got to have both. You can't be lazy Christians. You have to be vocal. You have to be engaged. You have to be involved. You have to be putting pressure on those who, in the political realm, can turn left without because of the wrong motivation. So help them stay on course, you know? There used to be this commercial years ago. It was kind of stupid, but it said, don't help a good boy go bad. Take your keys from your car. I don't know if you remember that one.
Yes,
I do. No, the real message was, don't, you know, take your keys because some degenerate is going to rip off your car. That was really the message. This wasn't a good boy, but take the temptation away from the politician. Look, we're not going to support you.
Bill Hodson Pillar, we got to leave it there. Thank you, pal.
Car Drive, right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. destination. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Flight delays are wreaking havoc on holiday travel. According to FlightAware, nearly 16,000 flights have been delayed or canceled so far this holiday weekend. That includes nearly 2,400 on Sunday alone. The TSA says nearly 2.5 million people passed through airport checkpoints on Friday at the start of the busy 4th of July travel period. This TSA spokesman telling ABC's Good Morning America, it's all hands on deck.
We always wish we had more staff, but we have enough staffing for this weekend. We also have about 1,000 officers in TSA that have volunteered to go on a temporary basis to help other airports.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says the Remain in Mexico policy will be sticking around for at least the next few weeks. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Martinez here. Good to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. 4th of July, huh? What a special holiday for America. A lot of great memories, great moments, times for families to come together, time for this country to remember the millions of people who have served our country, that have reinforced the God-given liberties that we enjoy here as Americans. And coming up is the 42nd annual Music and Fireworks Extravaganza, known as a Capitol 4th, that's going to be broadcast live from Washington, D.C. on PBS from 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And with us to talk more about it is Yolanda Adams. Lucky for us, Yolanda, of course, an American gospel singer, actress, and host of her own nationally syndicated morning gospel show. I'll tell you, the titles of Yolanda is unbelievable. I mean, she's known as the queen of contemporary gospel music, the first lady of modern gospel, and Variety dubbed her the reigning queen of urban gospel. Any other titles I'm missing here? Because, I don't want to, reduce your significance in any manner, Yolanda.
No, I stray away from titles. As a matter of fact, I run away from titles because, you have to live up to that stuff. But well, I am really, really happy to be on the show, Bill.
Well, I'll tell you, we're so blessed with your voice. I mean, you, like so many others, in fact, even the host of this event, have had your moments at Super Bowl events. For you, Super Bowl 54, we still hear and remember your performance of America the Beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Oh, it was a pleasure. getting to do the Super Bowl is one of those things, you know, it's one of those once-in-a-lifetime things. And as an inspirational artist, it's like, whoa, will you ever get a chance to do that? And then somehow it happens.
Exactly.
So that was very, very, I love football. I'm from Texas. So, you know, football is in my blood. It's in my genes, all of that kind of stuff. So I loved it.
It's one thing to be in front of the TV, but another thing to be in front of, you know, over 100 million people watching. No pressure, but just go ahead and go sing for us, right?
But, you know, you really don't think about the 100 million people watching or billions of people watching. You don't think about that until afterwards, because you only focus on the people. You know, I tell artists this all the time. Focus on the folks that are there and then narrow those down to half of that. And that way you won't get the jitters, you won't get, you know, butterflies and all of that kind of stuff. And because when you get butterflies, they don't work in your throat.
Yeah, exactly.
And so I never really think about who's watching and, you know, what they will say or anything like that, because that is the easiest way to get distracted.
Yolanda, what does the 4th of July mean to you?
Oh, it means everything to us. First of all, it means that we live in one of the greatest countries in the world. It also means that it's a time for us to come together and celebrate our diversity, our democracy, those who have gone on before us, who have paved the way. And then also it helps us reflect on how can we make it better.
Exactly.
And how can we, you know, make the world better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. How can we come together and be more united? I mean, you read the Constitution. In fact, I always encourage our audience with big events like a 4th of July, get around your friends and neighbors in the back of, as you celebrate the 4th of July and barbecue, pull out the Constitution and just, you know, have everybody read certain parts of it. It's amazing when we've done that, Yolanda, how you see people's faces and realizing how brilliant the Constitution is. Not that it's, you know, that we're perfect because we're humanoids, you know, we fall short, but yet as a vision, as an aspiration of, as you said, the greatest country on earth, wow, this is a really special document. And I believe it's the words of that document that really helps us to appreciate what it is, you know, to be united, to come together under this American idea. And when you look back, I mean, we're going to be celebrating, what, 246 years now as a nation. When you look back over the history, a lot of great things we've done, some things that, yeah, we can be embarrassed about. But the fact of the matter is that we can be free to talk about that and say, hey, you know what, we're going to do better next time, right?
We're going to do better now.
Yes.
Yeah. we can't say next time, can't start this thing over and try to get it. Okay, we're going to adjust this. We're going to do this. No, we're going to do better now.
No, I agree.
Starting with the thought that it, you know, every day is a new day to get it right.
Exactly.
You know, of course, in hindsight, we can always say, oh, I should have done this. I should have done that. And we start with kindness. Let's do that. Let's start with kindness. Let's start with respect for, you know, other folks' way of living, other folks' way of thinking. You know, of course, I believe that every person who is breathing came to this earth because God allowed it.
Yeah.
And so when we look at it that way, as opposed to them over there, us over here, I think when we give a more global, divine look at the way, you know, at people, period, at humanity, period, I think that's a better way of looking at it than, oh, they don't look like me, they don't sound like
right.
me, they don't act like me, they don't. We have to give them the grace, because God gives us the grace every morning when we wake up to live their lives. You know, in whatever capacity they do. But what we do is we come together knowing that there are differences, and we celebrate the commonality. Everyone, I don't care who you are on this earth, wants safety, They want love and peace for their families, and they want to thrive in economies that help build, you know, their society.
Exactly.
So if we could stand on those three tenets right there, we could have so much harmony. I mean, it wouldn't be 100%, but, you know, at least we will have the dignity to look at someone else and say, oh, wow, you know, you're a beautiful divine being that got here because God loves you.
Yeah, we're made in his image. I mean, come on. You know, we are image bearers of the likeness of God. And when you really ponder on that, as one philosopher said, as a result, I've never met a mere mortal. I mean, think about that. This is how hugely significant our fellow man, regardless of where we are and what station we happen to be at that particular moment. We're exceptional because of our identity that comes from God himself. Now, this event, the Capitol 4th, how did you get part of this?
Well, I'm a part of the whole family. So, you know, the producers and I have worked, and the folks who created it, we've worked together for the last, oh my gosh, 25 years.
Oh,
so
wow.
I'm not going to make this a title either, but I'm probably one of the most frequent participators because we
right.
do Capitol 4, so the memorial celebration, the veteran celebration. So we do a lot of those. And so I am so excited that this 42nd annual edition of the Capitol 4th is happening this year. And then, of course, you know, people will be able to come. And so they'll be able to hear and experience what we all know in participating in this beautiful event, that, you know, we are still a great nation. Miss Mickey Guyton, oh my gosh,
yes,
I can't
exactly.
say enough about her.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing. What a wonderful human being she is.
Yolanda, thank you so much for being with us. Mark it down, 4th of July. It's an annual date there for the Capitol 4 at the 42nd annual Music and Fireworks Extravaganza, broadcast live from Washington, D.C. on PBS from 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Yolanda Adams, God bless. Thank you for being with us.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987. Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156. That's 800-459-9156, NMLS 6606, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend, subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
Let's freedom ring. That's what does it. Let the whole world know that today is the day of reckoning.
Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, it's the way you like to hear from us all the time, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, fresh and independent. Speaking of which, Adam Holtz is with us right now. He's fresh and independent from COVID. Thank God he finally gave it up. Hey, happy birthday to you. Adam, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you this morning, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Adam, of course, from PluggedIn.com with Focus on the Family. We talk movies, we talk culture, all these good times. And here it is, our 246th birthday, an incredible legacy of liberty and dare I say, even peace at times when, we just can't see peace, but we trust in the God of peace, don't we?
That's absolutely right. And obviously the God of peace is the one who is sovereign over history. And he sent Jesus, obviously his son, to live and die for us, to redeem us as individuals. And we know, you know, you don't have to spend very much time, especially reading in the Old Testament, to know that God is aware of the situation with the nations. You know, mm-hmm. We see there Israel and its relationship with the surrounding nations and kingdoms. And even during times of exile, even during times when it seemed as if God, you know, wasn't, you know, present, obviously he was, but we see a God who knows the beginning from the end, and even in the tumultuous things happening in our culture, Bill, we can rest in that.
Well, and the children of Israel during that period of time that you draw reference to had leadership, had prophets who came with a word from God, a revelatory word from God. God did not abandon his people, and he's not abandoning America or those that are called by his name. The warnings are there, whether it's in his word, whether it's in the signs of the culture, they're here. So now it's up to us. What are we going to do about it? I mean, I think that without a doubt, there is absolutely, I just think there's no doubt whatsoever with what happened with Roe being turned back to the States 49 years later, that this clearly is by the hand of God. So now, in understanding that God does intervene in the affairs of man, and this is quite clear, then what are you going to do about it?
Right. Right. I mean, I think of the passage, choose this day whom you will serve, right? And if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, I will hear and heal their land. I think sometimes we can watch too much news and not be in our scriptures enough. And I don't say that as an accusation. That's true of me too. But we need that long-term perspective of God's sovereign goodness and interaction with the world to remember what the truth is, Bill.
Exactly. Well, the point is, Adam, we've been very casual, you know,
right.
And this is why we are where we are right now in this culture and in today's America. Okay, God's saying, look, it's time to get serious here. People have been praying, you know, it's kind of like what Phil Hotzenpiller was saying. You know, some are saying, well, the church has got to get to work. Well, the church has been at work, you know, really. I mean, this point's well taken, because if the church wasn't at work, we wouldn't be at this point where we are today. I mean, he talks about how many care centers are now in place as opposed, I think it's like a 4-to-1, 7-to-1 ratio now of faith-based life care centers to help, you know, young girls who find themselves pregnant and no hope and faith and need help. And as opposed to Planned Parenthood's. Planned Parenthood, I think you've got close to 50 now abortion centers that have shuttered their doors. And, you know, this is, you know, we're not hearing about this, but this is all good news. And it goes back to Danny Gokey's song that maybe you just haven't seen it yet. Maybe you need to open your eyes to the spiritual in such a way that it emboldens you. And like you said, first of all, I think people need to understand that God forgives us. If we come to him, I mean, you're carrying the weight of this shame of your sins all these years. And God says, look, come to me.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to find an answer in the United States government, in Joe Biden or Kamala Harris. They don't have the authority and power to forgive you. I do. I can forgive you. And peace will abound like you've never had before. And you're going to hit yourself and go, why didn't I do this sooner?
Yeah.
Well, for now, this is your appointed time to bring that sin, to bring that offense to God who loves you and says, look, you're still my gal. You're still my guy. I love you.
That's right.
You here with me.
And
right?
We have to be renewed in our thinking, as Paul talks about in Romans 12. You know, it says, don't be conformed to the pattern of this world. And I think it's the J.B. Phillips paraphrase. He says, don't let the world squeeze you into its mold, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Because when we look at what's going on around us with earthly eyes alone, we just don't have the perspective that we need. And it can feel overwhelming. But when we take a step back, and maybe it's not taking a step back, maybe it's taking a step forward, but we've got the right goggles on, right? We're seeing things through the prism of God's word and through his truth. And that enables us to be people of hope and people of courage and people of grace and truth. And I think that what the left wants to offer often is a distortion of grace, because grace doesn't mean there aren't consequences for our choices. Grace doesn't mean that we never can do or say something that ultimately is not in our best interest. Grace says that there's forgiveness, but the truth offers the corrective. You know, when we have too much, you know, distorted grace or cheap grace, but we don't have truth, we end up in a hard place. You know, Jesus and the woman caught in abortion, he says, neither do I condemn you. But then what does he say next?
You mean adultery.
Caught
in adultery.
Caught in adultery. I misspoke there. Yes, thank you.
Another A word. It's okay. It's all right.
Yeah. No, too many words in my head. But then he says, you know, neither do I condemn you. Go and leave your life of sin. And I think it's the purest distillation of the idea of grace and truth. And when we only have, you know, a distortion of truth, that's a hammer. That breaks people. And by God's grace, hopefully, together we offer both of those things, not only to women who are struggling potentially with the consequences of abortion or pondering it, but with everything, right? I mean, we tend to take some things and elevate them into the cultural discourse and conversation, and not to minimize the abortion conversation because it's hugely important, but man, Bill, we're all broken. We all need grace and truth,
yes,
right? We all need hope.
Exactly.
And God has called us to be those people together because none of us has all the gifts and none of us has all the perspective.
But, you know, we've got a lot of people here, when you think about it, that believe in God, the millions of people, Adam, that believe in God, that the combined intellect of these millions of people is quite powerful. And this is why the left wants to divide us. And going back to what you said earlier, here's the binary choice. You can buy into what Joe Biden has identified as the new liberal world order, the new left liberal, you know, world order, or you can buy into God's order. So it goes back to what you said. Here's the, you're at the crossroads of life. Choose you this day. I mean, here it is. Life and death is before you. If you have any doubts whatsoever, let me make it clear and help you understand. Life is the best choice. That's what you want. What the culture, what the World Economic Forum, the WHO, United Nations, Joe Biden, the Democratic Party, the things of this world, what they have to offer are temporal, answers to a an immortal problem. And they just, it doesn't fit. It just can't compare. You have got to, you've got to go to the immortal to get the answers that can only come from God himself. They do not come from a government or, you know, a president that you have your doubts about.
No, that's exactly right. And ultimately, they don't offer any hope. You know, I once read an article and they said, the problem with the left is that there's no vision of the future that can offer hope. And what we have as
you mean to tell me that the idea of hope that they offer, that I will own nothing and be happy, I mean that shouldn't light up my,
you know,
my emotions,
make you jump for joy, right? I mean, no, there's not any hope there. And we need to take a step back and look at that again through the perspective of what Scripture says. And obviously people on the left are concerned with real issues in our world. So I don't want to just demean the fact that there's a desire, I think, if we give them any credit at all, to reckon with the problems of the world. But too often it just devolves into, we're going to control you and everything that you think and do.
Exactly.
And that's, again, there's no hope in that, like you said.
Well, the thing that's amazing, Adam, is here we are, 246 years of this history of freedom and liberty, and we the people, 246 years, good, bad, the ugly, and everything else. And what does the left have to compare? What do they have to offer us?
Right.
I'll tell you, the hand of God clearly has been upon this country, and God bless America.
Yep.
And may it continue, you know, for the benefit not only of its citizens, but of the world, and certainly that we will continue to be partners with Israel as we continue to pray for the peace of Israel, right?
That's exactly right, Bill. And when we get done praying for the peace of Israel, to make a hard turn here, we can go to PluggedIn.com and find out everything you need to know about today's movies. And maybe we'll go see Top Gun Maverick again this weekend, too, for good measure.
Hey, that's high on the list. I mean, even the old Top Gun, that's one of the top movies to revisit, along with, they got Hamilton, Harriet, of course, from Harriet Tubman. I mean, great movie offering, 1776. I mean, there's plenty to keep you occupied until we get those great fireworks that President John Adams talked about, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, good fun. Hey, pal, thank you so much for being with us. Happy birthday, okay?
Happy birthday to America, Bill. Thank you.
Amen. Take care. The one and only Adam Holtz from Focus on the Family.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ladies and